You know, don't forget that for all the unicorns, which companies valued over a billion and right. financings over hundreds of millions, and you talk about SoftBank and they put money into Flexport, they put a billion in. That, you know, 2019 had a lot of multi-hundred-million-dollar deals. It was notable in that for its growth mm-hmm. and its size. But you know, just in spite of all that, you know, mm-hmm. most exits are still double. If you were to do like, you know, a bell curve of exits of SMB companies, mm-hmm. you find the middle of that curve still in the tens of millions, not the hundreds right. of millions or billions. So it's good for everyone to remember that. And I think that gets right. to your point, which is like, so if I'm looking for an exit of, you know, 50 or 75 million or 20 million, you know, mm-hmm. and that's still a less, obviously it makes less headlines,
sure.
it's less capital. Many of those companies are bootstrapped. Some of them do take capital, but that's a whole other point. That I think there's capital in the system now, both institutionally and otherwise, to feed those companies. In fact, I mentioned before, we have a venture fund. One of our rules of thumb is we try to do valuations over $10 million so that when we have a $50 million exit, it's good for everybody. But there's a lot, especially in the SMB space, of what I call the mom and pop companies that haven't taken any outside capital. You see a lot of this actually where it was someone inside a company that was a product person or building some software, then thought, hey, I can take this out of the company and apply it across not just my company, but other companies. And they'll do that and they'll get to 5 million or 7 million of revenue and kind of plateau there mm-hmm. or growth really slows down. And then kind of what then? Mm-hmm. And there's a public company in Toronto, back to Canada again, that's basically made its whole life buying 300 of those companies. You know, that's a good path. And I think that that's a sort of strategic acquirer. There's financial players who are getting smarter in that sort of, I'll call it tens of millions of dollar size range. And so there's definitely a path to liquidity for smaller companies in that size range that probably didn't exist as robustly 10 or 15 years ago, but it's very robust, both financially and strategically today.